This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, a huge welcome once again. Yes, it's The Show That Goes Like This. I'm Ben Simmons. I'm here with you now for 2 hours, so don't go anywhere. So glad that you've made it here at this time. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. Huge thanks to Stuart Pink once again for another fabulous drive time show, getting everyone home safely and keeping their ears enjoying everything going on the Phoenix airwaves. Totally fabulous, and far be it from me to belittle the news report that's just been on at 6 o'clock, but they always kind of finish off usually with sport, don't they? And then that news report finished off with passengers at Gatwick and are being asked to arrive 3 hours before their flight because there were big queues this morning. I was like, were you struggling for news for that last 5 seconds? Anyway, so perhaps I'll not belittle the news reporters and our wonderful friends who provide us with the news. It's truly fabulous. So, yeah, tune in every hour on the hour. But not 7 o'clock. No, we'll be back at 8 o'clock. Brilliant. Anyway, so much exciting stuff coming on tonight's episode of The Show That Goes Like This. As ever, we will be celebrating? Oh, dear. I'm not celebrating celebrations. Now, anyway, what am I doing? We will be celebrating ridiculous holidays that occur on this day. I will share some of them with you. There's a particularly crazy one today, which is very good. I've also got information about celebrity birthdays. We may have a look at the weird world of news at some point. Wacky stories across the internet over the last few days. And also a brand new feature starting today, as I alluded to last week. There would be a new World Cup of something. So we've had, in recent months, on this show on Phoenix FM, the World Cup of chocolate bars, the World Cup of soft drinks. We even had a World Cup of superheroes a couple of years back. Oh yes, it's all been officially recognised here on The Show That Goes Like This. And what we're going to do now, possibly one of the closest fought contests in living memory, we are going to have the World Cup of Films. The World Cup of Films will be announced officially. Well, it has been announced officially, but will be underway officially during this show. If you want a sneak peek at Group 1 and the early voting, get yourself onto my Twitter profile, at Ben Sim Radio. If you're listening right now and you have access to the internet, then open another tab on your device and get yourself there. Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, and you can see the 4 films that make up Group 1. Now, it's incredibly tough. I'll give you more information after 7 o'clock when we really get into the nitty-gritty of how to vote, what's going on with the World Cup of Films, how I've decided the final 32 that are being broadcast to you on the airwaves to vote on. And, you know, it's always going to be contentious, that's all I'm going to say. But before we get to the World Cup of Films, yes, that's still to come. All that excitement still to come. What is going on on the 24th of May all over the world? Well, did you know today is Brother's Day? It's also International Tiara Day. And most ridiculously, it's Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Sorry, what? Now, I know Top Gun Maverick comes out tomorrow, but, you know, do we need to celebrate aviation maintenance technicians? Do they need their own day? Is aviation maintenance any more important than ground-based automobile maintenance? You know, I don't know. I know air travel is supposedly one of the safest methods of travel in terms of accidents that occur in relation to the number of journeys that are made. But, yes, if all those air-based vehicles didn't get maintained, there would be trouble. But do we need to really celebrate other than paying them? aviation maintenance technicians. Well, we do. Yes, today, 24th of May, Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Just when you thought there hadn't been a ridiculous holiday celebrated on the show that goes like this for a long time, there is one. But before we even get to that and tracks that link to that in some way or another, we're going to have tracks that link to male siblings. Yes, it's Brother's Day, the 24th of May. Now, we've all heard of Mother's Day, Father's Day. You maybe heard of Grandparents' Day, which occurs every year. Did you know there was a Brother's Day? If you have a brother, today is the day to enjoy having a brother. Not fight with them. Just calm down, have a lovely old time, and celebrate your brother.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong. It's a long, long road, from which there is no return, while we're on the way to there, why not share?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons here every Tuesday, 6 till 8. Great to have your company tonight. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. I can describe today's weather experiences for me personally in the local area of Brentwood as inclement. At times, very sunny and pleasant. At times, downpours of rain. Quite severe downpours of rain. At one point, I was in my garage sorting something out earlier this afternoon. There was a quite close thunderclap overhead. Just the one. And you think that blew in quickly and went away quickly. Loud enough that the lightning was obviously relatively nearby. And then no more. So where did it go? How did it go so quickly? But anyway, that's what happened. Yes, and I was out and about earlier today with the missus. And rainstorms every now and again with intermittent sunshine. I like to report on what my weather experience has been throughout the day, just so you know, if you've seen any weather reports, how accurate they've been. It's another service I provide, so fabulous. And remember, the other ways you can tune into this show, there's an Apple app you can download from the App Store. If you have an Apple device, just open the app, single click to listen live to what's going on the airwaves. And also, if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM, and it will do. Then, if you want to see what's actually going on in the studio, what I look like, what clothes I'm wearing, whether I wear glasses or not... I don't know why I felt the need to say that. But you can watch on Mixcloud.com and get our webcam feed live into the studio. Go to Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll see our logo. And then if you have a Mixcloud account, which is free to get, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. And as ever, Paul Milton is there again on the Mixcloud feed. Hello, Paul. Lovely to know that you're there and you're listening and everything is fabulous with you. So, yeah, we're going to keep the music coming, keep the brother-related music coming in the early part of the show. Remember, celebrity birthdays to come later. Some information about what's been going on with me and my family recently and what's going to be going on with me and my father in a couple of months' time. Something to look forward to. And the World Cup of Films has already begun. Information in detail in the second hour of the show tonight. If you want a sneak preview, an early look at the first group and the voting, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. The polls will be on Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter account, I suggest you get one just so you can vote on the World Cup of Films on the show that goes like this today and in the weeks to come. The excitement will be building in a couple of months. We will have decided the nation's favourite film. It's a big responsibility. But also the 24th of May is Brothers Day. Bellamy Brothers, over to them.
As it warms your face, you can't hold back.
Phoenix FM.
Enjoyed that. Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. A band with brothers in the title because the 24th of May is Brothers Day, in case you didn't know. If you have a brother, today is the day to celebrate having that brother and enjoying that brother. Whether you enjoy them or not, I know a lot of siblings fight, but a lot of siblings have a lot of love for each other as well. And some, although they don't like to show it, obviously do as well. So yes, there we go. It's Brothers Day. It's also International Tiara Day. I don't know why you need an International Tiara Day. Can't each country celebrate Tiara Day when they want? It's also Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, one of the more ridiculous ones we've had over the years. May well be remembered, alongside Slap Your Irritating Co-Worker Day, Measure Your Feet Day, something about dragons. It's not just dragons, it's not it wasn't Imagine a Dragon, that would have been too easy for Imagine Dragons. I can't remember some of the more ridiculous ones. There will be an anthology at some point of all the crazy holidays I've celebrated over the years on the airwaves with you lovely Legend listeners here on Phoenix FM. I'm going to keep the music coming. Somehow we're 20 minutes into the show already. It's flying by. I must be enjoying myself. That's brilliant, isn't it? Let's have another brother song. Here, with Hey Brother, is Avicii.
Hey brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. There's nothing in this world I
Phoenix FM.
Avicii's brilliant Hey Brother there. If you joined us late and you're wondering what the first theme of the show that goes like this is tonight, then the 24th of May is Brother's Day. Yes, not Mother's Day. Father's Day hasn't happened yet. It is Brother's Day on the 24th of May, in case you didn't know. So find your brother and tell them it's their day. If you like them, hug them. If you don't like them, slap them. I'm not condoning violence, of course. I'm just saying there could be different reactions to brothers all over the world. Anyway, time to pay a first visit to the weird world of news today, where I trawl the internet for some of the stranger stories you can see out there. This is unbelievable. Bearing in mind the cost of living crisis, yes, we're hearing things in the news all the time about particularly petrol prices, scarcity of certain food types because of war in Ukraine, and we've suddenly realised that 50% of the world's sunflowers or whatever in Ukraine or something like that. I can't even remember the details. But yes, now there's exporting from there has become extremely difficult. Suddenly there's shortages of things in certain recipes. And also, you know, it's being looming large, the fact that energy bills have gone up and are probably going up again quite considerably once more in October because of the volatility of the gas and electric markets. But anyway, bearing all that in mind, would you ever put yourself in this position? A savvy homeowner has decided to rent out their mobile home, which is in their garden. Okay, so far not so ridiculous, I hear you say. It's a pretty small caravan, basically. It's not one of those sort of luxury, you know, standalone mobile homes that you can go on holiday and rent and they have three or four rooms in. This is a fairly small caravan. It has got a double bed in it and it has got a washing machine in it, to be fair. So, yes, but it's a caravan. It's in someone else's garden. They want £790 a month rent to live in that caravan. Now, it is in quite a desirable location, in the Golders Green area of North London. But, you know, I know people that pay less a month than that for a flat. Admittedly, not in Golders Green, okay. I understand that, but wow. Almost £800 a month to live in a tiny caravan. If you search for this online, you'll find it. If you just put Golders Green caravan dwelling or something, I'm sure you'll find it. It comes with a studio-style bedroom and kitchen, and the double bed is crammed in one end with the washing machine lodged directly next to it. It does have an oven, a hob on top, a small sink, and a fridge. The one good thing is all bills are included. I'd hope so, really. Yeah, almost £800 in a month to live in Beechcroft Avenue. I've almost given away the address. Beechcroft Avenue in Golders Green, the heart of Golders Green. Ideal for a single working professional. Can you imagine a single working professional going out for a drink after work one night, meeting a significant other and saying, do you want to come back to mine? And they say, go on then, let's go crazy tonight. And you take them back, come out of Golders Green tube station, and you get to Beechcroft Avenue, and they say, oh, this is a nice house. You say, no, oh no, no, I don't live in the house. I live in the caravan. They'd say, oh brother, what have I done? Or something like that, maybe. If they had their brother with them as support, then they wouldn't have come back with you. The story's unravelling, it's not worked. Handing over to the Doobie Brothers, Long Train Running. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Doobie Brothers and Long Train Running. If you're local to this area, you may have seen the Greater Anglia Rail adverts on the TV with that playing in the background. It's on TV at the minute with those sort of weird red rabbits running around because obviously trying to show that riding a Greater Anglia train is something akin to hopping along like a rabbit. I don't understand the metaphor fully, but anyway, there we go. It's the 24th of May. It's Brother's Day, hence the Doobie Brothers. We've got one more brother-related track, and then we're going to move on to a new theme, a theme I mentioned at the top of the show. And also, coming up, celebrity birthdays, coming up information about some important dates I've got for you in the summer. And also, the World Cup of Films after 7 o'clock will be dealt with in much greater detail. Yes, we've done drinks. Yes, we've done chocolate. We've done superheroes in the past. We've done many, many World Cups of something to find out the nation's favourite, according to the show that goes like this. And in a couple of months from now, we will know the nation's favourite movie of all time, according to the show that goes like this. The excitement is almost uncontainable. But I'm containing it so far, doing the best I can. Time for another track, time for another brother-related track. It's the 24th of May, it's Brother's Day. Celebrate your brothers with the Brotherhood of Man. You don't have to kiss your brother if you don't get on
though
that well.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I must say before I go.
I love you,
I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone. But you keep me hanging on for one more smile.
I love you,
all the while. With your cute little way, will you promise that you'll say your
kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry.
Gonna walk out the door, but I'll soon be back for more.
Kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. So long. Till I'm home with you.
I love you,
it's true.
You're so cute, honey G, won't you save them up for me?
Your kisses for me, save all
I'll soon be back for more.
Kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. So long, honey, so long. Hang on, baby, hang on.
Don't you dare me to stay, 'cause you know you've got to save.
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday the 24th of May. It's just gone 6:30 now, and it's time for this week's edition of Celebrity Birthdays. Get ready to enjoy the heck out of this. Who's celebrating today then? Well, Bob Dylan is 81 today. Priscilla Presley is 77 today. Is he a controversial politician or not? Jacob Rees-Mogg is 53 today. Actor John C. Reilly is 57. Actress Kristin Scott Thomas is 62 today. Former Man U in Leeds and France legendary footballer Eric Cantona is 56 today. Actor Jim Broadbent is 73. Actor Alfred Molina is 69. TV host Dermot O'Leary is 49 today. And had she survived, Queen Victoria would have been 203 today. And if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns of the day to you. Hope you've had a good one so far. Hope it gets even better into the evening. You're celebrating with all those well-known names. So have a great one. 24th of May, happy birthday. Time to move on then on this week's edition of the show that goes like this to a new topic, a new theme on which to hang our music for the next little while at least. And I did talk about it earlier on. It's pretty ridiculous. Today is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Yes, technicians that maintain anything are important. Obviously, aviation maintenance technicians are very important. So we're going to celebrate them musically on this show and not really talk about it anymore, other than occasionally saying that. So let's get straight on with it then. Who's leaving on a jet plane? Oh, John Denver.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Yes, we're now on to the fact that the 24th of May is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Don't ask me why, but it is. Oh, and the votes are coming in, the early votes. People wanted a sneak preview, people getting a sneak preview of what's going on with the World Cup of Films. Yes, it's happened. It's underway. I'm going to tell you more about it once we get past 7 o'clock in tonight's show. But if you want a sneak preview, like a few people have done, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and you can see what the heck is going on with my profile there. You'll see a poll you can vote on. I'll tell you officially about it very, very soon. So, yes. Loads of exciting things coming in the rest of tonight's show. We've had celebrity birthdays. I've got some important dates for your diary in the summer as well. The World Cup of Films information. Loads more brilliant tracks that relate to the themes of the day. It's literally all happening. So keep it here. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also on smart speaker. Also available on Mixcloud. Also available on Apple app. So many ways to tune in. Thanks to those of you that do regularly. Very, very grateful for your support. Right, what's coming up now? Another track that's loosely related to aviation maintenance technicians. Yes, it certainly is. Here's Cast. They're flying.
You've got to fly. You've got to fly. You've got to fly. You've got to fly.
Phoenix FM.
Cast most definitely flying there, and I think they're pretty adamant you've got to fly. There's no other option according to Cast, but there we go. Anyway, it's still a wonderful day. It's a wonderful time as we've definitely moved into the evening now. It's got less sunny right outside our Brentwood studios. Could there be another swift downpour on the way? Possibly even a thunderstorm. It happened to me earlier. Well, not a thunderstorm directly happened to me. It happened to everybody in the vicinity, but was there very briefly and moved on. I've always been one of those people that sort of a bit fascinated with thunder and lightning. Don't want to be too close to it for fear of getting struck and danger and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of, I mean, weirdly in awe of it. Is anybody else like that? Don't forget, if you do get in touch with me here on the airwaves tonight, I can put tracks on for you, I can read out messages, I can give you a shout out, I can just say hello if you're so taken with a bit of interactivity tonight. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter profile. If you go on the Twitterverse right now, you will get a sneak preview at Group 1 of the World Cup of Films. It has begun. More information coming up presently. But somebody has requested something on the airwaves, so I'm going to answer their request. Ellie, thank you so much, Ellie, for requesting a track. Nearly couldn't say requesting a track, but it got there in the end. It's always apt, particularly when you're talking about Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. You wouldn't be able to fly away without your technician sorting out your aviation maintenance, would you? That's not a euphemism. Here's Lenny Kravitz. Always a good one to air guitar to, I find. Not many tracks that are just perfect for it. This is one. And if you are an aviation maintenance technician, make sure you always enjoy the 24th of May, but do it responsibly, please.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. Fly above the trees, over the seas, in all the degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away, I want to fly.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Great track from Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away There on Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Very, very appropriate. Time, before we get to 7 o'clock tonight, to pay another visit to the weird world of news. Now, I do appreciate, in order to help the environment, we maybe need to change some huge aspects of our lives, certainly in terms of farming, certainly in terms of the type of food we eat. And it's been reported that in 50 to 100 years, humans will have to eat things like insects for protein and stuff like that. You know, it's all sounds a bit unpalatable to me. And here's something to help the environment that I'm not sure is going to be all that popular, although clearly it is saving water. Get a load of this, my exhaustive research has discovered across the World Wide Web today. Frank's Cafe in Peckham has decided to do away with flushing toilets in an attempt to help save the environment. You think, okay, what have they got? You get those things on trains and planes where there's some sort of suction vacuum system. Maybe it's something to do with that. No, a bit more basic. Frank's Cafe now asks its patrons to use sawdust in the loo instead. Is this going to take off? I'm not sure. A trendy bar has done away with flushing toilets in an effort to help save the environment and now asks customers to throw sawdust down on top of their business. After deciding more needed to be done to tackle unnecessary water wastage, the venue has opted to ask punters to be more environmentally sustainable by installing eco-toilets. Supplied by a company called Compost Solutions. See what they've done there? The poo in the middle of poost is capitalised. You have to read it yourself, really. But the toilets consist of a wooden shelf with a seat fixed to it, and beside the seat is a metal bucket filled with sawdust and a metal cup, which you use to scoop wood chips up and throw them down when you're finished. And Compost Solutions are also based on a farm in Somerset. And as an organic farm, a spokesperson from their company said, "We understand how important it is to cut down on the number of chemicals used for waste treatment. By omitting the use of any chemicals, we allow the waste to break down naturally. Nutrients can then be returned to the soil as a renewable fertilizer." So whatever's left in Frank's Cafe underneath the shelf is collected by the company and used as fertilizer. It's just a bit too weird, isn't it? Going to the loo, if you're forced to, in some kind of bar situation or evening out situation, don't flush, just throw some sawdust on top of it. Apparently there isn't much of an odour because the sawdust soaks that up. I don't really want to talk about this too much more, so I think I'm going to move on. Something that's just a little bit weird. So, well, it's the whole point of the weird world of news, I suppose. So we'll be paying another visit to that in the second half of the show, as well as talking about the World Cup of Films and a show I'm going to be doing in July that's quite exciting, and something that happened to my dad recently that's very exciting as well. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here, 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. Another track related to aviation maintenance technicians. Well, not very specifically. Pretty close, though. Here's McFly. If you're an aviation maintenance technician, this is all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, baby.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Yesterday you asked me something I thought you knew. So I told you with a smile, it's all about you. Then you whispered in my ear and you told me to. Said you made my life worthwhile, it's all about you.
And I would answer all your wishes if you asked me to. But if you deny me one of your kisses, don't know what I'd do. So hold me close and say three words like you used to do. Dancing on the kitchen tiles, it's all about
I'm not lying, you know. I really am Ben Simmons, and this is me on the airwaves, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas, don't forget our transmitters have a wide-reaching range as far as North Kent, South Suffolk, East London. You can get Phoenix FM on the old FM airwaves. But if you can't, don't panic. PhoenixFM.com, Apple app, smart speaker. And if you really want to see what's going on in the studio, as quite a few people have tonight, thanks. You must really want to see what I look like this evening. If you know what I look like already, you just want to see something weird happen, don't you? Or something unfortunate happen to me. Just that moment. A bit like you've been framed. If something unfortunate happens or falls on me or anything while that webcam is on, I am getting the recording and sending it in. If I get injured in any way, I'm getting £250 out of it, at the very least. Yes. Anyway, we've just got into the second hour of the show, so it does enable me to talk to you about the sheer excitement that is the World Cup of Films. It is quite literally all happening on my Twitter profile as of right now, yes. I said before, I said last week, I said at the beginning of the show this week, we've done a few World Cups now on the show that goes like this. We've worked out the nation's favourite drink was Cherry Coke. We worked out the nation's favourite chocolate bar was Dairy Milk Caramel, formerly Cadbury's Caramel. I can't remember what the nation's favourite superhero was. I will have to go back because it was 2 or 3 years ago that was done. We did have the World Cup of Misheard Song Lyrics as well, which was fabulous. But anyway, something that is sure to cause a stir because so many people have strong feelings about them and different likes and dislikes about the world of movies. We are going to find out, according to the show that goes like this, the nation's favourite film. How are we going to do it? Well, I have broken down 32 of the greatest films of all time, randomised them and put them into 8 groups of 4 against each other. A little bit like a World Cup where you have nations competing to progress. There's no World Cup of football this summer. It's been moved, hasn't it, to Christmas because of the ridiculously hot weather at the time in Qatar, which is where it will be held. So it's going to happen in December. So to make up for that, as we approach this summer, the World Cup of Films begins. And yes, there's always going to be people with differing opinions. There's always going to be people that say, why isn't that film in the final 32? Why isn't that film in the final 32? Yes, I guess I should post. I probably will do it on my Facebook to get people to look at both. All 32 contenders. So what happens is for 8 weeks, you'll be given a list of 4 films and you have to vote on Twitter for your one favourite out of those 4. And the top 2 out of those 4 will progress to the knockout stages. So yes, and in no particular order, well no, these are the order of the groups. I can't randomise them and read them out. I'll find a way of randomising them and reading them out. These are the 32 finalists, greatest films of all time. Like I said, if you're disappointed because you can think of one that you think should be in here and it isn't, tough. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. I'm the sole presenter, I'm in charge, so what I say goes. But your votes will ultimately decide which of these 32 is the nation's favourite. Anyway, final 32, It's a Wonderful Life, Ghostbusters, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Rocky, Toy Story, Schindler's List, Psycho, The Godfather, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, Casablanca, When Harry Met Sally, E.T., Inception, Pulp Fiction, and The Green Mile. That's the first 16. Second 16, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Batman the Dark Knight, 7, Forrest Gump, Singing in the Rain, Lord of the Rings The Return of the King, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Avengers Endgame, The Shining, The Wizard of Oz, The Shawshank Redemption, Interstellar, Citizen Kane, Fight Club, The Matrix, and Back to the Future. How on earth are we going to find a favourite amongst those? It's going to be, quite literally, hotly contested. Yes, emotions will run high, I'm sure, at some point or another. I'll play a track and then I will tell you how the first group is going so far. If you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Excitement building here on the show that goes like this tonight. We need a new theme, do we? No, yes, we do. Oh, I wasn't sure if we were having a new theme, but we are. Oh, the excitement's building even further. We've had Brothers Day. We've had Aviation Maintenance Technicians Day. That's over now. Also on the 24th of May, it's International Tiara Day. What do you get on tiaras? You get precious jewels, you get precious metals. So we're going to celebrate things like that, loosely linked to the world of tiaras. And not just homegrown tiaras, international tiaras. Diamonds feature on many a tiara. Over to the Beatles.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beatles classic, of course, in honour of the fact that the 24th of May is International Tiara Day. Get your tiaras out and celebrate wearing them in another country. Or whether they were made in another country. I don't know, there's something international about them. Yes, don't just have a UK tiara. It needs to be an international tiara. I'm not quite sure why, but yes, it's not just home-based Tiaras Day, it's International Tiaras Day. Now, listen very carefully. I said I would share with you an important date for your diaries. Oh yes, particularly of interest this could be to my Kent-based listeners. Although you could live anywhere and be prepared to travel to Kent. But from the 1st to the 17th of July in Deal in Kent, there is the Deal Music and Arts Festival taking place this summer. And within that, a particular date of interest, Thursday the 7th of July, my dad Keith and myself Ben, otherwise known as Simmons and Simmons, will be appearing at the Astor Community Theatre to chat in particular about Sir Norman Wisdom, legendary hero of British comedy. Friend to our family for many years. My dad did 11 tours with Norman Wisdom. I met him on numerous occasions. He came to my wedding. So, we'll be chatting with a lot of reminiscences about Sir Norman, but also, not only him, many other famous faces and huge stars that we have worked with in our careers in the entertainment industry. Obviously, my dad has more experience than me, starting his career in the 1960s when he was just a little twinkle of a thing. And I turned professional after leaving drama school in the year 2000. So, yeah. We've got quite a lot of stories to share with you, and many of them will be about Sir Norman Wisdom, but also many other famous faces in the world of show business. An exciting date to bear in mind, the 7th of July, it's a Thursday, 7:30 p.m, the Astor Community Theatre in Deal in Kent, and it's part of the Deal Music and Arts Festival. If you search for that online, it would be fabulous to see you there. You can book tickets online through the Deal Music and Arts Festival, Thursday the 7th of July. Hope to see you there. And we could be, well, Norman Wisdom made films, didn't he? I was going to say, could we be talking about Hollywood? We certainly have, between us, worked with some Hollywood names. Why am I suddenly mentioning Hollywood? Well, find out on the 7th of July. But also, in the meantime, here's Marina and the Diamonds with Hollywood. Don't think they're talking about Paul.
Hollywood wife, because I don't want to end up living in
Phoenix FM.
That was Marina and the Diamonds with Hollywood. Yes, diamonds because they're in tiaras, and today is International Tiara Day. So don't just have a home-based tiara, get an international one. If it was made in China or Taiwan, then you're fine. If it was made in the UK, you need to have a photo wearing it abroad somewhere, or at least holding up a flag of another country. That's my opinion anyway. And also, don't forget, Deal Music and Arts Festival, Thursday the 7th of July. My dad and I will be at the Astor Community Theatre, Simmons & Simmons, talking about Norman Wisdom and other famous celebrities we've worked with in our careers. It'll be a great evening to come along to. Also, the Commonwealth Games torch will be carried through Deal on the same day, approximately 6 p.m. So you could line the streets of Deal, see the Commonwealth Games torch go by, and then make your way to the Astor Community Theatre for an evening's entertainment. Truly fabulous. That's what I recommend. Another exciting thing that happened to my dad will be recanted and shared with you after the next track. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. Still got a chat about the World Cup of Films as well, and tell you how Group 1 is going, and start to deal with the fallout of people moaning about the fact that their favourite film hasn't made it into the final 32. But I'm sure that's for another week anyway. It's the 24th of May. It's Brothers Day, it's Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, and right now we're celebrating that it's International Tiara Day. How did this become a football theme? And also relate to tiaras? Neil Diamond, see what I've done there? And someone called Caroline in the world owns a tiara. Don't know how sweet she is.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Thank you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Neil Diamond's re-released, incredibly popular now, particularly with England football fans, Sweet Caroline. Neil Diamond, therefore, still relates to tiaras and international tiaras, because Neil Diamond is an internationally renowned artist. That's what I'm hanging it all on tonight. Oh, yes. Fabulous. So, what else am I going to share with you? Well, I have mentioned a couple of times before that track that an important event occurred for my dad. And yes, Simmons and Simmons are going to be at the Deal Music and Arts Festival on the 7th of July, but that's not it. Oh, no. Last week, last Friday, the 20th of May, a very exciting occurrence happened. Yes. A total surprise to me and my dad, although some other people may have been in on it, but my dad was presented with the Waterford Crystal Award for Outstanding Service to the Arts and Entertainment Industry at a luncheon in Brown's in St Martin's Lane in London on behalf of the Institute of Entertainment and Arts Management. It's basically a kind of lifetime achievement award and recognition for everything you've done in your career for the arts and entertainment industry. And my dad has had a very long, very varied and fabulous career to date. It's not finished, it's still going. But I just wanted to say on the airwaves, huge congratulations and how proud as a family we all were and how thrilled we were for you, Dad, to get that award. Yes, the Waterford Crystal Award for Outstanding Service to the Arts and Entertainment Industry. And just to let you know the kind of prestige of that award, it's been given numerous times over the years, probably 30 or 40 years dating back, to such the likes of such people as Roy Castle has won it, Eric Sykes, Ronnie Barker, Julie Walters, Barbara Windsor, Cameron McIntosh, and now Keith Simmons as well joins that list. So fabulous. Well done. Huge congratulations and thoroughly, thoroughly well deserved. What a brilliant time was had, and big thanks to Paul Holman and John Ogle, whose table we were sat on, and they invited my wife Hayley Jane and I, and made sure that Dad attended the event, and he knew nothing about getting the award until it was announced at it, so it was a wonderful surprise, and great to see him be surprised whilst being surprised yourself. It's a lot of surprise and a lot of well-deserved awards. Yes, further details are available on his Facebook page, Keith Simmons, if you search for that. And I will post some photos tomorrow with regards to that award as well. It was a brilliant, brilliant occasion. Very, very enjoyable. Right, time for another track that relates to tiaras. Let's get a bit funkier. Let's get a bit more up to date. Let's get a bit more Rihanna.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Of surrender. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Phoenix FM.
If all her diamonds shine particularly bright, her tiara's going to be a veritable torch fest, isn't it? I don't know if anyone's ever used that phrase, torch fest. If you've got a lot of torches in one place, then maybe. Those gigs you get where they dim the lights and everybody puts their phone torches on, that looks quite cool, doesn't it? I quite like that. Anyway, time to give you some more information right now about the World Cup of Films. If you missed it all earlier, where were you? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is where you can go to my profile, find the poll that's running on there and cast your vote with a single click. Yes, I've picked, due to real exhaustive research, yes, I'll explain how I've done it, 32 of the greatest films that have been received by critics and by fans alike, and split them all up at random into 8 groups of 4, so a little bit like a World Cup. You're going to get the opportunity to vote on each group of 4. Imagining you could only watch one of those films, which would you choose out of the 4 listed per group? And then the 2 that get the most votes will make it through to the knockout stages. So we're going to whittle 32 down to 16, and then it will be one-on-one knockout action. Oh, yes. So group one has begun. I did read out the full list of 32 films earlier on. I'm not going to repeat that again. But group one at random contains It's a Wonderful Life, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Toy Story and Psycho. Now I should point out, every film listed in the 32 initial ones in this World Cup is just a solo film. We're not talking a franchise. So by Toy Story, I mean what's now known as Toy Story 1. Yes, the original Toy Story. So I did mention in the list Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Don't think about the whole franchise, just that one film. Equally, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back was mentioned. Avengers Endgame was mentioned. You're not thinking of everything else to do with Star Wars. You're not thinking of everything else to do with MCU or anything like that. It's the specific film listed. So in Group 1, It's a Wonderful Life, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Toy Story and Psycho. And the voting will be open for a few days yet, after the broadcast. Yes, it's live during the broadcast and for a few days afterwards as well. And with the current early voting, could be interesting, yes. It's a Wonderful Life, currently on 43% of the vote. 2001 A Space Odyssey with 24% and Toy Story with 33%, which sadly leaves Psycho with 0% of the vote. No horror fans voting yet. See, that was the difficulty. Yes, you could trawl the internet for lists of the greatest films of all time and just pick the top 32, but you've got to be fair to people. You've got to have a cross-section of genres as well, haven't you? You want some comedy films, some feel-good films, some romance films, some animated films, some sci-fi films, some action, some drama, some psychological thrillers. Yes, some horrors as well. All kinds of stuff in there. Newer films, older films, classic films. You know, it's so difficult. You can't keep everyone happy with finding a list of 32. But out of those 32 that have been ranked across the internet extremely highly by film critics and by moviegoers as well, so it's popular and it's been critically acclaimed to make it into those last 32. And then they'll be whittled down over the next few weeks on the show that goes like this. Group 1, available to vote for right now, It's a Wonderful Life, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Toy Story and Psycho. So yes, get your votes in at Bensim Radio on Twitter. You must have a Twitter account in order to vote. Find me on Twitter, find my profile, single click to cast your vote once you're there. Thank you so much, lovely leg end listeners. Time for another track that links to international tiaras. Jeff Beck, whether his tiara has, I don't know, any sort of textiles on it or not. It's definitely got a silver lining. Go on, Jeff, take it away.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is still the show that goes like this into the final quarter now as we're past 7:30 on this fabulous Tuesday, the 24th of May. Hope it's still going wonderfully well for you and you've enjoyed all the content so far on the airwaves here with me on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I'm Ben Simmons. You're all lovely and that's all there is to it. Now, yes, it's Brother's Day. Yes, it's Aviation Maintenance Technicians Day. I kind of wish it wasn't because it's difficult to say and I've had to say it about 20 times now. But right now, musically, we're dealing with the fact it's International Tiara Day. Being a gentleman, I've never really been that keen on wearing tiaras. I don't think I've ever worn one. I ever had one jokingly put on my head. Maybe I have. Can't remember. But yeah, I know there's many people out there and many people listening who will say, "You're a heathen, Simmons. Get that tiara on right now and make it an international one." All right. But anyway, we're celebrating with some tracks that loosely link to jewels and gemstones and things you might find on tiaras. Precious metals as well. So, yeah, keep it here for the final 25 minutes and 15 seconds. Loads of great stuff coming up after me as well on the Phoenix airwaves. Rob Harvey in with Synth City once again from 8 until 10. And then Gary Davidson with Off the Record from 10 until midnight, at which point Destination Dawn will take over until breakfast the following morning. So, yeah, great stuff. 98.0 on your FM dial. Keep it on Phoenix. Right now, another track from DJ Quicksilver. Because a lot of tiaras are silver, aren't they? See what I've done there? Here's one you might not have heard for a while. Bellissima.
FM.
DJ Quicksilver there with Bellissima, and I heartily agree with all the lyrics in that track. Yes, absolutely fabulous. Time to play? Let's play and pay another visit to the weird world of news. Here's a good one. It's all about a woman who tried to heroically save a stricken sheep. And she ended up feeling embarrassed after she also got stuck and had to be rescued when the RSPCA turned up to assist with the animal. This happened recently in a quarry near Swansea in South Wales. The red-faced woman and her partner spotted the ewe stranded on a narrow ledge in a quarry, and without a second thought, the woman clambered the 12 feet up the rock face to try and save it. But after realising how high up she was and getting scared, she was unable to get herself back down on the rock face, couldn't save the animal, was left frozen in place until the RSPCA turned up to help free the animal. Obviously, the RSPCA turned up not knowing there was a woman there as well. Eventually, surely this has ended up the wrong way round. Eventually, RSPCA Animal Rescue Officer Andrew Harris was able to get the woman to safety while firemen were called in to save the sheep. You'd think the RSPCA guy should save the animal and the fireman should save the human. But anyway, that's not the way it works out. It's weird how the woman, who was heroic and then embarrassed, never gets named in the article. But the RSPCA officer does. It's bizarre, that. yeah, not quite sure about that. But yes, you may be feeling like a good Samaritan coming to the aid of an animal. Make sure you can rescue them before you attempt to rescue them. If you then need rescuing yourself, you're going to end up embarrassed. What happened? Well, firemen had to rescue me. Oh, no, were you in a dangerous incident? Kind of. I tried to save a sheep up a rock face. Okay, don't bother. Right. Time for another track. I'm going to see if there's quickly time to squeeze in one more visit to the Weird World of News. There may be. There may not be. There is time for you to vote on the World Cup of Films, though. At Bensim Radio on Twitter is the place to do it. Time to have more Tiara-related music. We've had silver, quicksilver. Of course, tiaras can also be made of gold. Fields of the stuff.
When we walked in fields of gold. to go.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Eva Cassidy's beautiful Fields of Gold. I'll let you into a little secret. I was here at the console in Studio One and put that track on and then put the microphone down, looked down at my phone and started singing along to that track, at which point I looked up and Rob Harvey of Synth City fame was in the studio. I hadn't even seen him come in because I was looking down at my phone. And I slightly jumped, but it was all marvellous. And we've sorted it all out now. And there was no problem whatsoever, really. It was all excellent. Anyway, Rob will be up next with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. One final visit to the weird world of news, because I saw a headline at the internet site where I was getting a lot of these tonight. And it interested me. But there's one facet of this that bothers me slightly. So bear with it. Basically, the headline was, "My wife and mother-in-law have given our baby a different name. I want a divorce." I thought, all right, what's happened there? A man had no clue as to why his daughter was experiencing difficulties recognising her name until he walked in on his wife and mother-in-law calling her by another name. This is a bizarre one. After learning they were expecting a baby, a couple struck a deal for picking the important name. If they had a boy, the wife would have first dibs, but if they had a girl, it would be up to the husband to pick. The woman was so convinced they were going to have a boy, her family gave her a pile of blue gifts at her baby shower, and her mum was knitting clothes bearing the male name. However, when the big day arrived, they were blessed with a girl, so the dad started thinking of the perfect name. He decided to go for a name he'd been keen on throughout the pregnancy, told his wife. She appeared to have no objection, so he went to make it official. Now, this is the part of the story that bothers me. A year later, he came home from work and found his wife and mother-in-law discussing their daughter, but they were referring to her by a different name. This didn't come up in a year. What? This is ridiculous. Right. He's written about this on Reddit, and he wrote, "When I inquired who they were talking about, they kind of went deer in headlights and blurted they were talking about my daughter. When I asked why they were using another name, my mother-in-law said, because that's what we decided to name her. Then she went on a rant about how it's unfair I chose the name and how it's completely unsuitable." So basically, his wife and the rest of the family just agreed that the daughter should have a different name, even though he'd chosen the one that was on the birth certificate and there were no objections. And then nobody told him for a year, and he didn't notice for a year. Very bizarre. Anyway, it's caused ructions in that family without a doubt. I don't quite understand how that situation can have arisen. I understand it can be very emotive. I understand it's an important decision, but very bizarre details there. Not sure if it's 100% kosher. But anyway, I've related it to you as part of the weird world of news. We need another track. We need this. It's Tiara related. It's Mika. It's We Are Golden.
Teenage dreams in a teenage circus.
To live for, and you can see what I've done.
Phoenix FM.
That was Mika with the fabulous We Are Golden. You think of Mika, you think of Grace Kelly, don't you? You forget about tracks like that he did. We Are Golden. Quite an enjoyable feel-good track, I'm sure you'll agree. We're definitely into the home stretch once again of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. And don't forget, World Cup of Films most definitely underway now. Group 1 is there to vote for at Benson Radio on my Twitter profile. If you could only watch one of those four films, which would you choose? It's a Wonderful Life, 2001, Toy Story, or Psycho? You can only watch one. Which do you choose? Single click on Twitter to cast your vote, whatever device you are using. Go for it. At Ben Sim Radio, get involved in the poll on there. Another track, then we sum up the show, then we play us out. Tiara related track. Here's Spandau Ballet.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today.
Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
Partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case.
Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing so
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this has been another rip roarer of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And almost over for another week, but I'll be back again same time next Tuesday. So do catch up with me again then. Catch up with the World Cup of Films. Group 1 is there to vote for It's a Wonderful Life, 2001, Toy Story and Psycho. Currently It's a Wonderful Life has 43%, 2001 24%, Toy Story 33%, Psycho still on zero. Only the top two will go through. And we've learned a lot today. The 24th of May has been Brothers Day, Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, and International Tiara Day. And I like the fact that we've explored the weird world of news about a new toilet habit that bars are going to ask people to bear in mind, throwing sawdust on whatever you've done. Very, very strange. The man who came home to realise after a year that his family had changed his daughter's name without telling him. That's a strange one. And the woman who got stuck up a mountain ledge trying to rescue a sheep. Anyway, I'll be back same time next week. We need a tiara/gemstone related track to play us out. Over to the Kaisers. See you soon.